Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I would say use a large font when you write, and I would say Georgia is a very friendly font. And also, next time, if you had it to do all over again, choose something that more people care about.
I think it's amazingly challenging for these people, you know, with the pressure they're under to come out on the other side.
Like, you got to be faithful. You got to be sober.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys aren't really superheroes in real life.
Oh.
Jeez.
Thank you, Oscar. Appreciate
I'd hate to have to choose between one or the other.
Hey, Nick. Ixnay on the $100, hey, okay? You're pissing me off now, all right? Because, Nick, you're getting in the way of me feeding my family, okay? So knock it out. Rofo, what do you have to say to what young Nick has to say here?
Nick, I'm more of a texting guy. If you really wanted the money, you'd try a little harder.
Wow!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're trying something new today. It's Talk to Us Tuesday at 888. God, I've forgotten the number again. I can't believe it. I've gotten it. And you have to.
No. 920 or more. 888-920-6673.
Don't say more. More doesn't work.
6673. And Mike, we also have this.
920-6673.
Talk to Us Tuesday.
Oh, good. We have a jingle.
Yes.
Let's get right to it. By the way, we're going to move our Wide Open Wednesday to Talk to Us Tuesday. So the phone lines are open, and it's a little stressful. I didn't bring my timer in. We were late starting. It's like we are the show that we need to go to boot camp. That's my definition of the show.
Can you play the jingle again?
That needs to go to boot camp.
Talk to Us Tuesday.
I say Talk to Us Tuesday.
It's Talk to Us Tuesday.
It's Talk to Us Tuesday.
Know it, learn it, care about it. Number one. Let's go to Kian in Middletown, Virginia. Kian, you are the debut caller on Talk to Us Tuesday.
Talk to Us Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure being the first one.
Well, you know, you're the one of two, because to be honest, it's not blowing up like I thought it might, because we don't promote well on this show unless one of us is on television. Then the f***ing world knows about it. But when it's coming to promoting something that we do that will benefit us, we don't do it. But anyway, Kian, if you can tell, I'm in one of my frames of mind, and I hopefully will get out of that frame of mind as the show progresses, but there's no pressure and no responsibility on you. And I'm hearing, of course, a skip back on Kian because we didn't test it properly yesterday. Go ahead, Kian.
I just wanted to call in and inform you guys it's 294 days till Christmas, and I'm wondering when the fruitcake countdown begins.
With the fruitcake countdown, that is a date to be determined, and I would listen very carefully, because as most people should know, just because fruitcakes are a Christmas confection doesn't necessarily mean that that's when we talk about them. And by the way, my beard is really itching right now.
Is it the shampoo, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd like to
you know what I read today, just like an hour ago in the shower, I read, make sure you do a skin allergy test.
Two days a must.
Before you do it. You know, why do you put that on the back? Why don't you put that on the front of the package?
That's top of the box. Mike, it needs to be said that some people think fruitcake is a Christmas thing, but I like to think fruitcake is an all-year-round kind of thing.
Well, but I mean, we hawk it. You know, a specific time of the year for the fruitcake futures.
Right.
And I don't think we're going to do it differently this year, right? We're going to do it the same way. Isn't that the way it's going to happen?
That's true. That's what we decided in our January meetings.
But it doesn't mean that we're not thinking about it even as we speak. I've got raisins on my mind, even right now. So know this, sir.
You had to buy a raisin
futures.
What
is our phone number again? 888-626?
No. 888-920-6673.
All right.
That's 888-920-6673.
6673. How do I expect people to call it if I don't know it? That's
good,
what I want to know.
Question.
Yeah,
that's a good question. Kian, are you going to purchase fruitcakes? for us? Are you going to do that?
Absolutely. I question whether it's annoying or whether I would be helpful calling in every now and then and letting you know how many days till Christmas.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You're
you
an
did
evangelist.
Not let me down. You did not let me down. You are a wonderful caller. You're somebody who supports the show beautifully, and I love you for that, man. And enjoy the fruitcakes. As a matter of fact, put Kian's name. Remember the name Kian.
Kian. How do we spell it?
I'm going to buy Kian his fruitcake.
Ivory Wayne's.
I'm giving Kian a fruitcake.
How do we spell Kian?
I am giving K-I-A-N is okay. The way it's written on my screen. Kian, you know, correct. A lot of time before we sell them, but keep calling in. We appreciate that. Let's go to Nico. We've got Kian. We've got Nico. Nico in Alexandria. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hello, buddy.
This is the debut of Talk to Us Tuesday. We moved the day, and we're just trying to. We like to reach out every now and then, and we bring it on, we put it off. But you're on the show. How you doing, Nico?
I'm not really doing well. I wanted to ask Oscar a question around self-discipline.
Sure, sir. How are you?
Not so well. I've kind of been in slumps the past couple months. I'm a graduate student. Ready to jump from my chapter in academia into the real world, and my thesis has not been going so well, interviews not going so well, trouble getting responses from emails, and it's a very new kind of obstacle that I'm dealing
with.
Are
you at UMBC?
No, I'm at Art Center College of Design. It's a school in Los Angeles.
Okay.
But I'm back in D.C. now with family because bank loans.
Okay.
And by the way, the scourge, I think, of making smart people in the United States
What's
is
your thesis,
the
sir?
Student loan.
What's my thesis?
Yes.
So my focus is on mobility systems, transportation systems. So my thesis
Fantastic.
Is how to design mobility systems to combat the processes of physical and cultural displacement
Jesus.
In a community known as Boyle Heights in Los Angeles. It's mostly Latino, low-income, marginalized community. To
we have an academic
more generative discussion among stakeholders. And
all right, Nico, I got to hold listeners. Okay, I understand you're getting into the weeds with it, and I'm going to go.
Gentrification.
Nico,
gentrification, which is big in cities now with people moving back.
Write me directly, Oscar at MikeOMaraShow.com. I have a corporate connection with Lyft. Maybe they can connect with you and then talk to you about how they're working.
All right.
You get an interview that way.
Did you expect that when you called in, Nico? Did you expect that windfall when you called in to our own Oscar Santana, the helper?
You know, I was expecting some shtick, but this is much better.
No, the shtick comes from the man immediately to Oscar's left or right.
Rob, can I in one sentence?
The man who goes stone silent when there's anything that's important or
what help would you
complicated.
What I offer? I would say use a large font when you write, and I would say Georgia is a very friendly font. And also, next time, if you had it to do all over again, choose something that more people care about.
Thank you for calling, Nico. Thank you. And thank you, Rob, for getting me out of that call. All right. Hey, listen.
What?
This is the only call that's on the line right now. Come on. God damn it. 888-920-6673. I will stop it. That's it. Adam, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you rubbing your phone between your thighs? What's going on?
I'm walking to work, sir.
Yeah, well, stop walking. I got a radio show to do. It's frustrating.
He needs to read about mobility. He needs that last guy.
All right, so we need you to pay attention to this. I thought we promoted it fairly well. 888-920-6673. Adam from Spokane, you are on Talk to Us Tuesday.
I'm just on my way to work. It's an honor to talk to you guys. I've been listening for years. You have made
Thank
my
you.
Morning. And I'm sorry, Mike, to ruin your show. I do have to get to work. Is there any way Rob can be mean to me or say something really mean to me?
You know, I don't like Rob. Can I weigh in on this?
Yeah, I wish you would.
I might like Adam too much. I'll tell you why I like all these three callers so far.
Why?
Because they're the kind of callers that give a rat's ass mm-hmm. about this show. And that's why they're
yes,
the first
I
ones.
Do.
And you know what? And that's it. Can I ask you what you do for a living, Adam?
I build boots at Nick's Custom Boots in Spokane, Washington.
A bootmaker.
He's a cobbler. Yes, he's a cobbler. A
well,
shoemaker.
That is so cool. You build boots? Like, aren't those boots like really high-end, like incredibly nice boots?
Do you make Lucchese's?
Really, really expensive, handmade, build-for-life boots, yeah.
Wow. Do you have fighting boots?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. All right. Are you wearing them right now?
I am not. I'm wearing my snow boots.
Oh, what kind of a spokesperson are you?
Up here in Spokane. So.
All right, Rob's going to be mean to you now. Rob's going to be mean to you now. He's
okay,
be mean.
You are a bad boot maker. That's
faster,
your problem.
Hold on. Faster on the phones.
Here's your problem. What's your name again?
A call comes in. Okay. Type the comment. This is the
comment. All right, listen to me, Geppetto. If you're not building boots that you can wear in the snow, you're a suck boot maker. You better.
Oh, that's not true.
That is. He's the worst in town. Hey, everyone, Adam, calls him the scourge of Spokane.
All right, shut up. Are there? Hey, Adam, let me ask
you.
You
are a rock star.
Why do you love him so?
I have loved Rob since you and Don had him as an intern.
Let's go to Vermont. Nick in Vermont, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. We're doing great. How are you, Nick? I hung up on him when he started talking about it.
Very good. I wanted to call someone out associated to the show.
Okay.
Oh, good. Now we're talking. Now, and here they come. Here they come, only 10 minutes late.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, my people. Yes, call us out. One of us out. Go ahead, Nick.
So it's no big deal, but I was the commissioner for the fan club fantasy football league this year.
Mm.
Yes. And there was a couple people associated with the show. Dan was in it. There was a bunch of listeners that were in it. And there's only one person that didn't pay the $10 due, which actually combined to buy one of the $100 fruitcakes over Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Who's the one person? Go ahead. Rat him out.
Rofo.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Who is actually here?
Oh, this is so sad.
Will you send Robert Ford into the studio, please?
Yes, he's here.
Talk to us Tuesday. Better vibe than wide Rob open Ford. Wednesday.
Rob
I'm
Ford.
Happy
Rob
now.
Ford. Rob Ford.
$10. $10.
Hey, don't tell him why yet.
No,
Rob
of course
Ford.
Not.
Rob Ford. Rob Ford.
All right, stay on the line. Stay on the line, Nick. All right.
Rob Ford is here.
Here comes lightning.
All right. Nick, will you please share with Rofo what you just shared with us?
Rofo, you actually took Oscar spot, which was very nice of you, in the fan club fantasy football league this year, which we really appreciated. You did your draft. You looked like you set your lineup for most games. You were the only person that did not pay your $10 due for the fantasy football league.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's a good comeback.
I thought Oscar was going to cover that.
Well, I was never informed. Never informed about it.
There's silence now. Nick has done his part. Yes. I'd like to hear from both of you.
How do I know I got to pay the $10 if I'm not told about the $10?
Well, you had come to me and said, hey, there's this Team of West Fantasy League going on right now.
I want you to be my proxy.
I'd like you to be my proxy.
Yes.
I don't know. I'll give this guy your info and you can get it on the draft.
Yes. Did he never mention anything about $10?
Not that I remember. I thought that
that's kind of
that
vague,
would have all
not
been
that
taken
I remember.
Care of.
No. I'm on Rofo's side. Yeah, yeah. I'm on Rofo's side 100%. If Oscar approached Rofo and said, you should be a proxy for the fantasy league,
what kind
Oscar's
of commissioner does
it? I was never told there was a $10 buy-in.
And the commissioner needs to really bring it up to Rofo, I believe. It needs to be brought
Nick,
to Rofo's attention.
Nick, would you like to weigh in on this?
I sent Rofo two messages. One was a Facebook messenger, and the other one was in the Facebook chat. It was very, very known that it was a $10 fee. The reason why there was a $10 fee was so it can combine together to buy that $100 fruitcake to support TMOS.
Wow. Hey, Nick. Ixnay on the $100, hey, okay? You're pissing me off now, all right? Because, Nick, you're getting in the way of me feeding my family, okay? So knock it out. Rofo, what do you have to say to what young Nick has to say here?
Nick, I'm more of a texting guy. If you really wanted the money, you'd try a little harder.
Wow.
Nick, I'll make you whole.
Okay.
This is my
Nick,
doing.
Nick, he'll make you whole. All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. You've had enough time. Thank you. Hey, Rofo, always a pleasure and wonderful. Really, a hit and run, wonderful visit
right
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Done
way
deal.
To go, pal.
Have a great day, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Dismissed.
I love it. Dale in Carson City, Nevada. Dale,
hi,
you are on Talk to Us Tuesday. How are you?
Morning, guys. How's everybody?
We're doing great, and Talk to Us Tuesday already. I love the vibe. I like doing it on Tuesday. It feels good. It feels like it might be better.
Yeah, Tuesday's much better.
Sure. I think Wednesday it is, too. Sucks. And we're getting different calls
Hate
from
me
different
Wednesday.
Parts of the country. So, what can we do for you, Dale?
I just want to say thanks for everything you guys do. You make my day every day. I've been listening for 25 years plus. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Hey, let me mention this. You know, I don't do topics. It's not regular talk radio. We don't do that. But I do have to say, we did mention briefly the Michael Jackson documentary. So if you want to call us about that.
Watched the entire thing yesterday.
920-6673. I watched the second part last night, which moved glacially as far as I was concerned. I was kind of screaming at the TV at one point. I said, I want to hear this guy's process. I want to hear what happened. And then they brought it home at the end where you were listening to these guys. And then Oprah did a special.
Did you watch
afterwards.
The Oprah thing?
I did. I fell asleep. I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was pretty intense. But if you want to talk to that, you know, if you want to consider a topic, we're talking about it. We'll talk about it later on in the show. Let's go to Andy in Fredericksburg, a town I will be in just in the next couple of months when I come up for my daughter's graduation.
Oh, that's right.
And as I found out, I come up for the Katie Cole celebration as
well. Oh, cool.
Which coincides with that weekend, which I'm excited about. Andy, what can we do for you on Talk to Us Tuesday?
So, and I actually am an alma mater from Mary Washington myself.
Oh, good man.
That's awesome. That's a great school, and my daughters both loved it. And I love the town, and I love coming up to visit, so I'm excited about that.
Cool. And I went to be a teacher and never got a job, but that's another story. Anyway.
Hold on. Let me stop you there, Andy, for a second. Are you saying that the University of Mary Washington education may not have been the springboard for a career that you expected it to be?
I'd say it's more a commentary on my choice of career, but that's another story.
That's Andy's career. What can we do for you today, Andy?
I just wanted to give a quick testimonial on the Control GX gray reducing beard wash, which I've been using for 3 months.
Oh, there you go.
That is so top of mind for me right now because I'm really worried that if you have a beard color that I would describe as Santa white, it might not be the best product. And here it is. This is day two. I don't know if you can see. It's still pretty white. It's still all white.
But I see no
color whatsoever. How long are you keeping the shampoo in?
2 days I left it on a long time.
And
today.
Also today I'm seeing more of a contrast, but I think that might be based on the length of the hair, not the color.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Very gradual change for me. Like I'm using it 3 months and I have noticed a difference, but it's very gradual.
Were you all gray, partially gray?
I'd say my beard itself probably 60% gray at the beginning, and now it's probably down to maybe 20%.
All right, see, I'm white.
You got to wait too long for that. The shampoo in for 3 months?
I think my beard's
way
too white.
I only use it about twice a week.
And Andy,
use it every day.
Andy, what about the incredible itching?
I've gotten zero itching. No issues in that matter.
I'm not itching today. I'm doing okay with it today. Okay. But I'm afraid, look, I think that there's father time here, okay? I think that really when you're talking about a man, how old are you, Andy, if you don't mind me asking?
38.
There's a guy that's going gray. He doesn't want to have a gray beard at 38. I'm 59 years old. I'm supposed to have this hair color. And I see, Rob, you're growing your beard out a little bit. You're darker than I thought you would be.
In about a week or so is when I'm going to surprise you with my super dark beard. Because once I get some length on it, I'll come in color.
Because you'll actually have a little traction.
On the side there, I can see you're not gray on the side.
Not on the side, but here, the chin. Yeah.
That's
very, very gray.
That's okay, because you're in your late 40s.
You've got a young man's beard.
Yeah.
You've got a young man's beard. Yeah. Rob, are you ready for this?
Yes.
You have an athletic beard.
Thank you. Well, it shows so for my 23andMe.
Thanks for calling, Andy. We appreciate that. Hey, 888-920-6673. It is Talk to Us Tuesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. And so far, I have to say, I like the feeling
of the calls on
Tuesday.
Well, if we owe you money, let us know. If you want to give us some praise, give it to us. If you have a question, ask us.
But, you know, as far as the documentary last night, where both of you guys checked that out on HBO.
I watched the entire Oprah portion as well.
I was going to say, I'm saving Oprah
four
for
hours
tonight.
Of my life.
Yes, exactly.
I know we're going to talk about it later maybe in the show, but as far as today, the mother from Australia.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Satan. Let's go to
Mike,
Chris.
So pretty.
in Vermont. Yeah, and nice that she was able to have the pink streaks in her hair for the interview on her son being molested. I'm sorry, I have to.
What about the Safe Chucks? They were bought by a home. A home was bought for them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but the mother said, I effed up. And the other mother didn't.
Yeah, but she didn't. She didn't go to the police as soon as her kid told them. She just hugged that kid and said, I'm just going to take care of us.
Yeah, it was breakdown in parenting, which, by the way, I've already had a conversation with my 5-year-old after watching that. I was freaked out.
Stay away from pop
stars. Parenting is handed down. Look at the older grandmother in the big leather chair, too. She's great.
Yeah, she's great. Chris
they
in
just
Vermont.
Hung himself.
They're a strange family. Chris, you're in Vermont. How are you?
I'm doing good. You guys?
Oh, fantastic,
we're doing great,
man.
Chris. Superb. What can we do for you on our very first debut episode of Talk to Us Tuesday?
Talk to Us Tuesday.
I guess I wanted to call in and let you guys know that Marcus Serta is on the radio in Vermont now.
Heard, man.
Well,
we heard.
I think we were. Well, Marcus has been on the radio in Vermont forever. Hasn't he?
He uses several names.
I never heard him though before. I never heard any of his radio shows.
Well, if you're not aware of Marcus and this show, Omericast is no longer.
Right.
Oscar is now working with two other individuals, Jim Amato and Courtney. Is that who you're working with?
Naming names. We haven't talked about it publicly.
Okay. All right, we're not talking about it publicly. I didn't know that because I have nothing to do with it. But Marcus made a big statement, like right after Rob and I had the big thing about his family, Marcus decided that he would come up with a FaceTime video to say, I've really enjoyed working with the three principals because Marcus decided he'd not mention our names for some reason that we do not know.
Have you ever tried to glom on to some publicity?
I don't know. It felt like that, didn't it, Rob?
100%,
Chris, thank you. Thank you for the call. Let me tell you how I felt. It felt odd. Did you watch the video?
Watched about 30 seconds of the video, and I said, this is not for me.
What was the goal? Oscar, you can speak, and I think we should give our side what's going on
I'm going to be transparent, and Mike, you actually don't know this either. Marcus was, we had an up and down, relationship with the Omericast program. A show that was supposed to be about the Mike O'Mara show, hosted by Marcus Serta. And for some time, Marcus was not hosting the program or even posting a few shows here and there. So we realized, well, this show is not what it's supposed to. It is not, it's become.
Not doing what it was set out to do.
It has become a show that we had not envisioned. And at times, I felt like that show was not about this program, was more about the guys and what they had issues with our show or what it wasn't positive towards the program at times.
And that's then, really the way it was explained to us when we popped it up and
it was its purpose.
And then, if I'm being completely transparent here, that for a while there, I felt like, you know, I witnessed a few posts here and there about, Marcus talking out of both sides of his mouth, where he was bashing us on certain forums, and then he was being positive on others. And I never wanted to talk about it publicly before because I didn't think it was a place to do so. But I'll do that now, because if you're going to come out and say, oh, you know, the guys, the three principals and this big grandiose goodbye, you don't get that, man. You don't get that if you talk out of both sides of your mouth. You don't get a show on our network.
I have to be honest and full disclosure, I didn't listen to Omericast. I don't listen to most of the shows that we do because I like to do it and then I like to move on. But at the same time, I'll listen to snippets of shows on our network, Rob and Joe, Cake and Cookies. I listen to snippets all the time. I'll listen to Big O and Dukes, but little bits of it. I do that, but I didn't with Omericast. And I noticed that that there was kind of a fan-like excitement. There's no secret that on fan pages, there's much more excitement when something goes wrong than when something goes right. So, and that comes with the territory. Which is fine, but not when you're coming on and going, "Hey guys, how are you?" And
personally, Mike, you know, I'm not going to share this with you because you don't need to know every effing detail because it's not worth. If we knew that, we wouldn't be able to do a show. There's a forum out there that's supposed to be a secret forum. I have access. I've seen it for people that just hate the show,
right?
And
on Facebook,
yes. And once in a while, you know, I'll peruse on there to see like what people. And then I saw Marcus on there. And he was talking S about us.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know.
That's no surprise.
Yeah. Time is time.
Yeah.
Like, time is time. You do your thing, man. We'll do ours because you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. And I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction, Mike. And I didn't think the show should be like this big grandiose goodbye. It was going to be, we're going to take the high road, move on with our lives. But if you're going to make this big statement about how, you know, you tried your best and how
Marcus,
you had to say
I'm
goodbye.
Sorry, and I'll cut to the chase because Oscar's very polite and very diplomatic and nobody listened to it. Thank you, Marcus. thanks for your time. No, nobody ever listened to
it's true.
And it was not worth the headache.
It wasn't good. Sorry.
But other than that.
Cameron in Lawrence, is it Lawrence, Massachusetts? Cameron?
Lawrence, Kansas.
Kansas.
Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, wake up, Cameron. You're on the air. You're on the Mike O'Mara show. Talk to us Tuesday. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are things in Kansas, and what can we do for you today?
Things are going pretty well. I actually got up and gathered the balls together to give you guys a call.
Cameron, you don't require balls to call in. We like to have everybody call in. We like to get our balls busted on the show. That's what, if you've got that for us, we'll do that. And, you know, if you want to mix it up, we can do that too. But we're just happy on Talk to Us Tuesday to get calls. So thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, guys.
All right. What can we do for you?
So I don't have my impressions together, but I didn't know if you wanted to do like a wheel of impressions.
Oh, would you want us to do a wheel of impressions?
I know.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you remember, but I was at the last show in New Orleans, and I came up on stage with you and did the salad fingers.
The what?
Salad,
your phone broke
salad
up
fingers,
a little.
Salad fingers.
Salad fingers. Okay.
No.
Can I ask you a question, Cameron? Before we move on, Cameron, we're kind of Cameron.
Yeah.
We're moving at your pace right now, and it's just, are you medicated? Did you just wake up?
No,
I mean, it is the Midwest. What's going on?
I'm probably a little nervous. Sorry.
Don't be nervous, man. Don't be nervous. And when you said someone
breaking up, I apologize.
That's okay. I just, you wanted to do the wheel of impressions like we did on the live stage show, and you wanted me to do it here?
No, I didn't know if you wanted to go like,
what? What? God, I'm trying to be so nice. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. I know you're nervous, but try to speak faster.
I'm going
to
go in and do an impression.
You are going to do an impression with your breaking up phone. Now, in Kansas, in where you are in Lawrence, Kansas, is there bad cell service? Because you're on a cell phone in your house.
Yes. Let me go outside.
Okay.
All right.
Was that an impression?
I believe that was Marcus.
He's doing Marcus Serta.
Yeah. Was that a Marcus Serta?
Yeah. I heard that on hold.
And you know what? That's the first time. That's like when a comic has a saver. He threw a saver in there, and it helped.
All right. You're outside now. What do you want to do for us?
I'm outside. Let me tell you, it is bitter cold.
No.
No. No.
All right.
No.
Thank you. Sorry about that. No. You know, he warned me.
Almost there.
Very close.
Guess what? We have a throwback to by the way, we do have to end this because it was fine. We can do it again.
I thought it was done.
But you know what? It's here. He's Mo. Rob, do you have access to the phones? Can you see the phones?
I can't. No.
We can solve that if
might
you
be like. A good idea for Rob to see the phones because we have Mo from Woodbridge calling right now. It's Mo from Woodbridge, and now we're going to wait and get the sound.
Stock tip of the week.
Yeah, Mo's stock tip of the week, and just to waiting. Hey, Mo, let's get your stock tip of the week. And now I don't, Rob?
Yes?
No.
Too late,
no.
Man.
The window is passed.
Like, hold it, wait.
No.
2 minutes.
No.
I have
no.
It.
No.
All right.
No. You
all right.
Mo in Woodbridge, what is your stock tip of the day?
GW Pharma.
Thank you. GW Pharma. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless you, Mo. Thank you. That's Talk to Us Tuesday. We have to start the show now. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What he's trying to say is that our new brake pads are really cool. You're not even going to believe it. Like, let's say you're driving along the road with your family, and you're driving along, la la la, woo, and then all of a sudden there's a truck tire in the middle of the road, and you hit the brakes. Whoa, that was close. Now let's see what happens when you're driving with the other guy's brake pads. You're driving along, and all of a sudden the kids are yelling from the back seat, "I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy! Not now, damn it! Truck tire! I can't stop! Help! There's a cliff! And your family's screaming, "Oh my God, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my legs!" In comes a meat wagon. And the medic gets out and says, "Oh my God." New guy's in the corner puking his guts out. All because you want to save a couple extra pennies. And to me, it doesn't...
Get out. Now.
Sir.
Do you validate?
No!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, hey! Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
And by the way, when I said idiot parade, I wasn't talking about the listeners.
Oh, no. We understand where you're going.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. It might just be that I don't play nicely with others. I don't know. Stresses me out. I bring it on myself. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family. I'll break it down in a second. A family of listeners who are unrivaled in their support, from Annapolis, Maryland, to Gridley, read your own writing.
Gridley.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Gridley. My the worst writing, worst handwriting in the world. My own. Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Long Island, New York, Fairbanks, Alaska, Tokyo, Japan. We're on now. Brought to you by Harry's. I don't know much, but I know this. I shaved my bottom of my neck right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah. A clean line, Mike.
Clean line. Perfect razor. Harry's gives me the best shave. We love it. Why not join the 10 million who have tried Harry's? Claim your trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. You see, Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flex balls, or handles that look like spaceships. So they fixed all that by combining simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. And if you don't love your shave, let them know, and Harry's will give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, five-blade razor with lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support TMOS, and we appreciate that. All right, to break it down, and I'm not going to be, I'm not going to rant, and I'm not going to yell because people love me to do that, and then they like to criticize me for it, so I don't want to do it. The Talk to Us Tuesday, my fault. We say 9 o'clock Eastern time. We don't have any plan for really letting people know in advance what's happening. We throw a promo here. We throw something up on Facebook there. I do it at the last minute. Then I get to the show. I'm late. Oscar's late. Rob's sitting in his chair right before we're going to do, says, "Excuse me, I have to get up." He walks out. It's five after before we start. And, it's just, I don't know. I love to talk to the listeners. I just need to formulate a plan for doing better. We will do better. We will do better. And I say that to you, the listening audience, because sometimes it's my fault. Sometimes it's my fault for not really caring enough and not getting involved enough and not riding my guys enough to make sure we do everything properly. Okay. And as I said, and I didn't say it lightly, when we had Rob on HBO, we promoted, I put up a post, Oscar put up a post, everybody put up a post, listeners put up posts. When we did our Talk to Us Tuesday feature, we didn't do anything. And we didn't do anything of real significance. We threw a promo here. We don't care enough about what we do. And I mean that. I'm committing to our listening audience. This is before you talk, Oscar. Let me just finish. I am committing to our listeners that I'm going to redouble my efforts in 2019 to do a better job, because this falls on me. This falls on me. And I love doing this show. I want to continue to do this show, but I don't want to continue to do what I've been doing, which is looking the other way. And I promise you that we're going to try to get better with all the things that we need to get better on. And that includes the way the show is delivered to you, That includes the content that we have. That includes, you know, I put Talk to Us Tuesday back on because I really thought it was important to listeners had expressed that they liked that feature. They liked having at least one time a week where they can call in, and hopefully it'll grow. And hopefully we'll figure out a way, you know, with push notifications and with Facebook posts and with everybody on my team re-engaging to reach out to you and do a better job. But the first guy that's got to do it is me. All right. Running out of here every day is not the greatest thing for me to do. It's really, really important for me to do that. I care about this show so much, and I want to tell our listeners that I want it to be a better experience for you, and we're going to continue to do that. Little tiny details all over the place that I won't bore you with, but it's, you know, we got three people, four or five people that care about what we do. It's just a question of really, you know, really reinvigorating ourselves and realizing that that change is good and that we can shake things up periodically and
agreed.
Staying in this little malaise that we the show's great. I love doing the show, well, but I always wanted
the
to be
content
better.
Can always evolve. Bottom line,
the
phones. And if you go back to last week, I said, "Oh, we're going to do another phone segment," and I'm not blaming you, Mike. I'm saying, For you to be upset about the phones, is that in itself a monster? Because you should not be upset about the phones and the engagement, because that, as any show that has a call-in formatted a program, especially online,
yeah,
it just doesn't work the way it used to on the air.
Yeah,
it just doesn't.
And it's always a challenge, so we have to figure out ways to
do it. We can work slog through it.
I know we can get through it.
As a friend and a colleague, I don't want you to beat yourself up about a new day for calls on a medium that is listened to the majority with a longer tail.
And explain what a longer tail is.
People listen on demand. They'll listen tomorrow. They'll listen on Friday to this episode right now. Right. So the idea that we even have an app that can send a push notification to the two largest platforms on Mother Earth, that we are light years ahead. And even with that move.
Very exciting.
But even with that move, I know, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. You'll feel how you feel. But as a friend, I sit here and I say, look, it doesn't matter that we tell them, hey, here you go, because these listeners, God bless them, they listen, and they listen in droves.
Right.
They just don't all listen live, and they definitely don't all call.
Would you like to take a call from South America?
Sure.
Yes.
Let's go to Chile.
And
Ron is calling from Chile. He's on a D.C. Northern Virginia phone, but I think are you calling from Chile, Ron? Hello, Ron?
But I'm not calling from Chile.
No, you weren't turned up. Was he not turned up?
He was not turned up.
Oh, very good. Ron from Chile, you're on the Mike O'Brien show.
Hola, ¿cómo están mis amigos?
¿Qué nomás?
Señor Mike,
va a tener un ataque de corazón.
Mike's pissed.
Mike's had a heart attack.
I want to give Mike a heart attack.
Please.
I want to go straight to my question. I've been trying to Google this. I can't find it anywhere. And I know you're a big fan of David Letterman.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember when he used to say, I wouldn't give your troubles to a monkey?
On a rock.
On a rock, exactly. Where did that come from?
Rob and I both had it. Yay! I had it and Rob had it.
He's asking for the origin story of the monkey on a rock.
I think Letterman just made it up, right? I mean, I don't think there was any basis in it.
I don't think it was that big a deal.
There's no backstory of that?
No.
No, I think that he, you know, he's a comedian. He, you know, he had expressions. And a lot of times when people are flapping their gums, Ron, you know, they say stuff. And, you know, I mean, it was hysterical. Well, the first time I heard it, I wouldn't give his problems to a monkey on a rock.
Right before his heart surgery, when he was almost losing his mind and he would just like take times and look at the camera and say things like, here, kitty, 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 kitty. And I think there was a time when he was doing nonsense stuff just because I think he was bored. And I think that's
speaking
where it
of
came
that,
from.
Ron, let me tell you this. So that's why I would look at you and say, B-A-B-B-E-B-B-I-Bicky-Bi-B-O-Bo-Bicky-Bi-Bo-B-U-Boo-Bicky-Bi-Bo-Boo. All the way down in Chile.
Gracias.
Hey, can I ask a really dumb question, Ron?
There's no dumb questions. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good answer. I say that to my kid all the time. Ron, are there any good Chile restaurants in Chile?
Chili. No, we don't make chili in Chile.
Yeah, that's a dumb question.
Well, thank you. What is the best cuisine in Chile? Is it like beef, like Argentina?
No, it gotta be seafood.
Yeah, seafood is huge.
See, because Chilean it's a coastal sea bass? Thing.
Yeah. Chilean sea bass, probably the best.
Hey, I don't know. I just realized that. Chilean sea bass. There it is.
Have you ever been down to animal control?
No.
Because I've been thinking of getting myself one of those chili dogs.
That was funny.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was self-serving and not funny at all.
Yeah.
Why the crickets are playing right now. But it's what he does. And we've established
there
that.
Are people a, laughing right now.
There are people laughing right now in the land. In the land. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. So your point about the long tail and I know it's an uphill yes. struggle to start with.
It was a moving target on the radio.
Sure.
It is. I would equate it to a Scud missile, a Patriot missile hitting a Scud missile. Like you got to catch
wow.
it at the same time.
That exact.
All right, let me go. Don't hang up on that person. We're going to go to Paul Christine from Brooklyn, New York. Hello, Paul.
Oh, what's going on?
Hi, Paul.
Paulie. Hey, listen, I got my 23andMe results. You want to hear it?
Yes.
All right, let me get, can I guess first? Can I guess?
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm going to say you are 61% Italian.
Rob?
I'm going to guess you're from Taiwan.
Oscar?
I'm going to go 75% Sicilian.
Okay, I'm made up of 100% spaghetti and meatballs.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, Paulie, let me ask you a question. Paulie, you know what we were wondering with all your pictures of you have the I look at your posts on Facebook and these yes. wonderful food pictures and then these wonderful dates you have like going to Harry Potter and then these amazing vacations where you're in the front of the plane and you're doing what do you do for a living to you seem like you might be fabulously wealthy.
No, I'm a New York City bus driver.
Yes.
And my wife is the breadwinner. And we both do 6 digits, over 6 digits.
Okay.
Digits. Yeah, that's right. A right.
That's an honest, that's yeah. an honest
what's
answer.
It like, what's it like to have a wife Mike, that supports
the,
you?
The Mike, the house is paid off. The kid is 29 years old out of the house.
You're loving your life and you're living your life. And it's so much fun to watch. I love the food pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, until your heart explodes, Paulie, you are going to have a fantastic life. I love the joy that comes through your Facebook. Seriously, I love your promos. You know that. But I tell you, and a lot of people. Yes, what were you going to say, Rob?
We read the tragic story about the bus accident. Everything is going to be great.
No, it's just you look like you're enjoying the life of living in New York and going to Freehold, New Jersey.
He's living his best life.
You have the lava bowl. I follow Paulie Christine more than anybody on Facebook. I get all of this because I'm... Yes.
You know what the funny part is? You still haven't friend requested me.
Oh.
I haven't? Oh, my God.
Get on that.
Every time I go on you, it's still clicked up for requested.
Hold on. I'm going to do that right now. Let me fix that right now. Talk to Paul.
I got two things, though, Mike.
Maybe friendships are being made, Oscar.
This is really weird.
This is great.
Don't mock me. All right. Very good.
I created a fan page, a TMOS Food Picks Fan Club Society. So everybody, please go over there and join.
Wow, that's great.
I like that. I got a
quick story. This happened in November. My wife saw a butterball turkey for 99 cents a pound at a store I cannot name right now.
Okay.
It snowed the day before. I go in the friggin' store, and there was a puddle of water. I slip on the water, crash my leg into a cart, fall on my ass. I get up, I go over to get the 24-pound turkey, and all of a sudden I start feeling pain in my leg. I call up my wife, and I said, I just slipped on the floor. And her response was, did you get the turkey?
Guess what, Paul? We are friends. Go check it right now. We did.
Amen.
It's a done deal. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. We do have to break. I have no idea because I didn't bring my clock in today, so I don't know where we are in the show. You're going to have to signal me. Like I said that before to you, right?
Yes, we have a. We're running a little bit late because of that call, so we should do a short one here.
Okay. All right. We'll come back and have more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's Paulie. By now, you guys should know I submit the best promos.
Oh, wait a minute, Paulie. I think the promos I submit are far more creative and highlight everything you can find on MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, come on, Jimbo. Don't be a jamook. Everyone loves the promos I submit. Did you hear my Valentine's promo? Forget about it.
Have you heard the effects I can do with my promos? I can use things like reverb. I can even use echo.
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 Let's both agree that the one thing you need to do is subscribe to the bonus show featuring the man who we hold so near and dear to our heart,
Mike O'Mara. Do it today.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Me Undies. Got them in my drawer. Is your underwear making you happy at this very moment? Is it? I'm asking you, is it? Wouldn't you like to be wearing underwear that is so soft you'll feel like you're making love to an actual cloud all day long? Would you? Well, I've got one word for you. Me Undies. My Me Undies are seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. I don't know how they do that with the fabric. It's so beautiful. BuzzFeed said that Me Undies feel like actual heaven against your skin. Ask Men said they feel like silk drenched in hand lotion. MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton. Take that, big cotton!
Yeah, big cotton!
Cotton! Plus, MeUndies gives you multiple style options for both men and women. Choose from classic colors or from adventurous prints.
Look out!
For any first-time purchasers, when you order MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Why wait? Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever wear in your pants.
In my pants.
That's a letterman line. Yeah. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. One final note on Talk to Us Tuesday. When we do that, you can call anytime we are on the air on Tuesday mornings.
Our
when
new
we
feature.
Tape the show
sure.
at
all
9 o'clock.
Tuesday.
So anytime you want to pop in, if we have the time, if we're not on something crazy, we'll take a call from you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Now, we were going to talk about it, and we got a brief break here. We'll roll it into the next
one,
too.
Okay, perfect.
But to set it up for us, I mentioned the Michael Jackson situation where about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I started hearing the buzz about this documentary that was earth-shattering and was going to come out. If you look back at the history of Michael Jackson and his arrest and the allegations of child abuse, you know, it's no surprise to people that this is out there. But what is different is people that previously testified in open court about Michael Jackson and defended Michael Jackson have now come forward and mentioned that they experienced child abuse at the hands of Michael Jackson. And if you watch this documentary, it's for me, it was impossible to come away without being angry and feeling, oh, my God, how terrible this is, because I just don't see the end game. You know, the one guy sued the estate. The guy Wade sued the estate of Jackson, but he didn't win it. But after the fact, he's come out with this documentary and unbelievably detailed and damning.
Graphic.
And just amazingly graphic.
We should add that the lawsuit didn't go through because of the statute of limitations. The judge had said that he waited too long for these allegations. But the judge also highlighted, he said that he did not believe the guy. It's just too late
right.
for what? The suit was brought upon. Also, I want to say that I think a lot of people that have not seen this documentary will probably sit there and be like, man, this is just a money ploy. These guys are getting paid. They want to be back in the limelight. No, they're actually not getting paid for this documentary. And within their own right, especially Wade, he's made a living for himself
as a choreographer.
As a choreographer.
A very famous choreographer and a successful one. Yeah.
So now a lot of that begets Michael Jackson because of his connection with Michael Jackson and his love of dance as a young man, which put them together.
Right.
But looking back at the footage in part two, which really encompasses the allegations, the initial allegations, and then the follow-up in 2004, right? So you had one where you had a kid, Jordan, who you know was 14 years old, 13 years old, and these allegations came through, and then they had Macaulay Culkin come through. They brought in Wade to testify in Michael's defense, and that was settled out of court for anywhere from $5 to $25 million. No one really gave a real number. The settlement out of court, I forgot about that, Mike, because when we were on the
air,
I completely forgot. I was like, and I as a fan, and even at that point, a baby broadcaster was said, oh, of course, like it was going to cost more in court. They wanted the money anyways. That's how I perceived it.
And that's how they spun it.
You know, it opened up a discussion. And yeah, we get heavy occasionally. We want to talk about this. Having a five-year-old son, a five-year-old son, you know, they talk about it in the documentary. When we come back, I want to talk about the idea of what you can do if you're a parent out there. And in this culture of celebrity we have, how to avoid some of these pitfalls. And it's absolutely, as a parent, terrifying to watch this. Even though he's a big star and they put themselves in that arena. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the human condition and also how... you know, is there anything that can be done to short circuit these type of men that behave this, you know, this satanic way towards children? It's just so horrible. And I do believe it when they say, as Oprah said on the post show last night, it's still out there and it's out there all the time. We'll talk about that, even though it's heavy. We're doing it. So deal with it. We'll come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who...
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest, most of your problems start with your mind, so the answer is in your own head. And Headspace is your guide to health and happiness. In fact, just 10 days of Headspace has been proven to reduce stress and increase happiness. Headspace is guided meditations that you listen to whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, your tablet, your computer. Headspace teaches you the life-changing skills of meditation and mindfulness in just a few minutes a day. I remember, believe it or not, hearing about meditation by listening to Howard Stern talk about it.
That's right.
And how it benefited him in his life. Hundreds of meditation sessions are there, focused on everything from stress to sleep. I think meditation is great for you. There are SOS exercises for meltdown moments and even mini meditations for busy days. You'll be guided every step of the way by Headspace co-founder Andy Puddicum, who spent 10 years training as a monk. How cool is that? Start your journey towards a healthier, happier life by subscribing to Headspace. Sign up now at headspace.com/TMOS to get a free 1 month trial. Sign up online at headspace.com/TMOS for a free 1 month trial and start meditating today. Yeah, so this documentary, first question to both of you.
Yeah.
Are you surprised like I am that this is not... I know it's getting a big splash online on social. Is it getting the splash that I think it should? It doesn't. I don't feel like it is.
I think, look, at least for my world, whether it's Instagram, it's Twitter, it's Facebook.
Yeah.
I see it everywhere, Mike.
And Rob, please let me know when we need to break.
I see it everywhere. And it's you know, as far as I'm concerned, most people are seeing what we're seeing, this predatory timeline of, and just to give you a quick footnote and we'll get to Rob's answer. I want to give it perspective because a lot of people, look, we think everybody has HBO. Not everybody has HBO. Not everybody's ever going to watch this, right?
Right, right. So it's not going to go as national as we think.
In 94, that's when Jackson settled the molestation lawsuit, the initial one. And then in May 26, 94, he marries Lisa Marie, which was weird in the beginning, like from the get-go. And
the documentary indicates that he did that kind of to cover his, you know, his predation.
I screamed it last night. I always forget that he's Elvis's son-in-law. How screwed up is that?
He was.
Yeah, I mean, that relationship is there. It's so weird. Right.
They end up getting a divorce. Flash forward 97, he marries Debbie Rowe, a longtime friend slash nurse, and then they have a kid.
And allegations that, are also rampant that it's not his kid.
Of course.
Yes. And yeah. then you flash forward again to 2003. This is where the last of the allegations came through, where he was charged with 7 counts of child sexual abuse and 2
counts
of
administrating. That's when he was actually arrested.
Yes.
Yeah. They went to Neverland. And they took him out in cuffs. I remember mm-hmm. that.
So at both those instances, think about from even a logical perspective that this guy is alleged in 94 of molesting this kid. He brings over these victims. He reengages in their life that he's and says, look, let's be friends again, but you got to come testify for right. me. And we're going to be taking and you're going to protect me because they're coming to get me.
Right.
And these kids don't process the molestation. They think that they had this special bond with this pop superstar.
Right.
And they don't look at it like they were molested. They think they have a secret relationship. And in some accounts, a marriage of sorts.
It was so scary and so sickening to me that he said after he was rehearsed and went through his mechanical testimony, as he described it, he felt good about it.
Yeah.
Because he was protecting yeah. Michael.
Well, and Oprah that mentioned is this so, on the so post wrong. Show last night. Oprah mentioned, you know, back in the day, you have to remember, and she kind of put it this way, Michael Jackson was a god. There was nobody
You're right.
bigger in show business. This man was, you know, there was a time when it was all Michael Jackson all the time. And I came away from this documentary listening to these two grown men talk about, you know, now it's taken them so long to do this. Thank God they got the help they needed with therapy to deal with this, because it is so unbelievably unfair to them to not only go through this to start with, but then the covering up and the suffering. And you get what I got from the documentary was just what a nuclear explosion this is in families for, you know, this is forever. These families will live with this
you can't
forever.
Fix it. Yeah, you can't.
It can't be completely repaired. And you look, there's so much blame to go around when you talk about these families with mothers and fathers and older siblings.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of blame. And it's easy to sit back on our sofas and judge and judge and judge. But I think it's really, really important to point out that the real monster in all of this is dead and gone.
Yes.
And he is Michael effing Jackson, who got, because of his celebrity status and money and ability,
mm-hmm.
he got the pass and was able to put a protective
multiple
barrier
passes. Around. Multiple yeah. passes.
Multiple well, passes. And still, these guys are getting hate online from the fans because we have this culture of celebrity in America that's like no other country in the world.
Let me go
it's
back
amazing.
To the question you asked originally about, is it getting the splash it needs? I think the answer, and Oscar touched on it, it's twofold. I think in the world of social media, it is causing a tremendous splash and has since it was being discussed at the film festival.
Right.
I think mainstream media, so-called the networks and the CNNs and things like that,
yeah.
I think they're pulling back a little bit. Because it
of maybe
is,
the Covington thing that was such a big deal?
That I think it's because it is so unpleasant and graphic and horrifying that they're going to have a hard time spinning it to be a part of their show. Now, that said, that is not necessarily going to bury this. Because like we talked about our show, HBO on demand, HBO with reruns, it has a long tail. And it might build up. And I think the best thing that this documentary is going to do is, granted, it's exposing him as the monster that he is, but also it has taken one more layer off victim shaming. These are some very brave guys that came out and did this. And if nothing else, if this sets an example for people that are harboring dark secrets, doesn't even have to be about celebrities. Anybody who's got dark secrets about people that have been mistreated or misguided, if this gets them closer to outing them and making it a topic of discussion, as we discussed yesterday, that is a valuable tool that this documentary has done that you can't put enough
value
on.
And I
want
to say something else. And as I said, I'm not going to share stuff that I'm not 100% sure about. But this is the way I do feel initially about this. If you have a gut feeling, if you have, because they mentioned schools and churches and little leagues and wherever children are, I think if you feel something, if you feel a gut where you're just, you know, not that you have to blow the world up, but just do some diligence, do due diligence. I think it's important for parents to be aware that this type of stuff exists. And there are databases that can let you know what's going on in the world. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's definitely top of mind when I look at my beautiful little son who's out there and, you know, about to go out into the big mean world. And I, you know, you think in terms of if it gives a chance for victims to come forward, I'm thinking more about avoiding, you know, bad things happening to your children.
That too.
This is just,
that
these
too.
Poor, but it's not, look, the credibility of these two men that were in this documentary, I find it almost impossible to think that they would put themselves through this without being credible. And they said, well, they lied. They lied because they were seduced by the biggest pop star in the world who brainwashed them.
And the patterns that match up.
Seven years old.
The power dynamics.
Yeah.
From let's say, and this is true. And I never knew this. And I know we have to go to break. Just and I kind of threw this away at the it was a throwaway at the beginning of the show when we were taking calls. One of the families, the Safechucks, they helped. Their son went on the stand in the 94 hearing. And then there was a settlement, and basically Michael Jackson was a free man. During that time, which they call a coincidence, I don't see a coincidence. They look back at it, and I think the mom knows the true feelings about what happened.
Yeah, the mom owned her F up with this.
A short-term loan was given to that Safechuck family to buy a new home.
And then forget
it. From Michael Jackson, not a bank, from Michael Jackson. And then when their son testified in Michael Jackson's defense, and then they settled out of court, they were like, okay, like, what are the payments? He said, no, I don't want any money from you. The loan's forgiven for an effing home.
A house.
Yeah.
How is that not a red alert?
Yeah.
Yeah. So many of them and so many parents looking away in this, you know, because it's Michael Jackson. It's just amazing. But it does open up the idea of, you know, men. And, you know, Carla, last night we're going to see, she said, boy, why is it always men? And she's kind of making a point, you know, I mean, it's always guys. Well, because I think the biological urge for the guy to
the wiring. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It really is. And I think the larger discussion with this, not that men are predisposed to be pedophiles.
That's a different like subject. That.
But not every man is like that either. But also, I think that, you know, when you talk about, you know, from, I remember, 15 years old through, you know, adulthood, you know, you're going through, what's our main quest? You know, we're a little horned up. I think that we have to have more open discussions about sexuality in America,
but I think,
in
general. But I think you're being too broad by it, because most of these victims were victims themselves.
Yeah, they were victims. They were victims. I'm just trying. I put a bigger umbrella on the whole thing of men who misbehave, you know, where men are off doing that. I think we have in this country the reason why pedophiles and the real deviants are able to hide in plain sight is because we are so freaking uptight about the subject of sex to this day in America. We got porn everywhere you can turn, but we still don't like to talk about that. We don't like to talk about sex. We probably don't like to talk about sex in our own families. And I think the more open you are and the more you have a you know, an ability to communicate, certainly with your children, but it's okay to tell us anything. And if you're worried and you're scared and something's wrong, you can tell them. The fear that these poor kids went through because this pedophile was threatening that your life will be over, my life will be over. That bastard, you know, he had it down to an art form. And I think that if you had parents that were able, you know, yes, are they looking the other way maybe because of the stardom and all that? That's true. But also, if you're just talking about the average person out there, if you have an open dialogue with your family, you communicate the issues at hand about what your body is all about, who has the right to, you know, be near your body, what's wrong, what's right. You can tell mommy and daddy anything. Things I'm telling my kids right now so that the fear can't be used and manipulated against children. That's a big thing. I'll let Oscar have the last word before we go.
In the mortal words of Mama Santana, she would point, when I would go to sleepovers as a little kid, she would point at my crotch, my little crotch, and say, no te dejen que toquen la cosita. And I'd like, Mom, which means don't let them touch your thingy.
There you go. All right. So, you know what? She was communicating.
Yep.
Way to go, Mama Santana. It's amazing. And if you get a chance, it's Leaving Neverland is the name of the
documentary. I can't believe they didn't interview his mom for the movie.
I remember being a little kid in my backpack, and I'm like, Mom, not my thingy again.
We'll take a break, come back with more news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Cohen hearing and find some hope in the hearing room and a message Americans are hungry for. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a fact. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And by the time you notice, it's too late. Here's the solution, 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense, plus no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost, so act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 a day, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com, and we thank you.
News!
Luke Perry passed away yesterday morning. He was just 52. Luke had a massive stroke last Wednesday, and he never recovered. There aren't many specifics on his medical situation. He was supposedly responsive and talking when the paramedics got to him last week, but clearly his condition deteriorated after that. It's unclear what kind of stroke he suffered. What are you playing, Beverly Hills 90210?
This is the theme to 90210, yeah.
Luke became a huge heartthrob in the 90s when he played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210. He left in 1995 after six seasons, reportedly because he didn't like how soapy it was becoming. But he ultimately decided to come back as a special guest for the 9th and 10th seasons, just as the show was ending. While he was on 90210, he also did a few movies, including the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the bull riding movie 8 Seconds. His career slowed down after 90210, but things were picking up for him in recent years. He had been playing Archie's father on Riverdale, and he's in Quentin Tarantino's upcoming movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He plays Wayne Maunder, a real-life actor from the old TV shows Custer, Lancer, and Chase. It'll go down as his final role. It's sad. Yeah. Riverdale has temporarily shut down production in the wake of his death. Luke moved from Ohio to L.A. after high school, and once said he auditioned for 256 roles before getting work on a TV commercial. Catherine, take note. That's a shame. No details on what's going on. He was very, very highly regarded among people he worked with, so it's not surprising that as word of his death got out, the internet was flooded with tributes. Here are some of the highlights from his former co-stars. Jenny Garth says, "My heart is broken. He meant so much to so many. Such a very special person. I share my deep sadness with his family." Shannon Doherty said, "I'm in shock. I'm heartbroken." Ian Ziering said, "I will forever bask in the loving memories we've shared over the last 30 years. Gabrielle Carteris, she said, "I'm absolutely heartbroken." Tori Spelling, "I'm in utter shock and heartbroken." It's just, he was a good guy, apparently, for the people that worked with him. So, safe home, Luke Perry.
Didn't see that coming. Did not see that coming.
I loved 90210 back in the day, and Robert loves Riverdale. So, yeah, I mean, it's really two generational guy.
Very sad when somebody that young passes away. Ben Affleck opened up yesterday about his battle with alcoholism on the Today Show. He said, quote, "It doesn't really bother me to talk about alcoholism and being an alcoholic. It's part of my life. It's something that I deal with. It doesn't have to sort of subsume my whole identity and be everything, but it's something that you know you have to work at." He also talked about trying to be a good dad, and he admitted that Jennifer Garner is a great mom. He added, quote, "Of course, she's wonderful. somebody's the mother of your kids, they're going to be the most important central person in your life, and that's good. On a related note, Ben is out promoting his new Netflix movie, Triple Frontier. Sounds interesting. Hmm. His battle with alcoholism actually delayed the production by 6 months, but director J.C. Chandor says it was worth it. So, well, I hope he does better. I really do. I hope he gets his act together.
He seems to be more likable as he gets older. I kind of thought he might have been a jerk back in the day, but I think he's so he's just so down to earth sometimes.
I think it's amazingly challenging for these people, you know, with the pressure they're under to come out on the other side.
Like, you got to be faithful. You know? You got to be sober.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys aren't really superheroes in real life.
No.
Jeez.
Thank you, Oscar. Appreciate
I'd hate to have to choose between one or the other.
A recent survey asked people how often they lie, and the average person said just 48 times a year, which seems way low. Here are the 10 most common lies, 10 to 1, according to the survey. Number 10, lying about how many people you've slept with. That's interesting. I mean, that's obviously I'm 59, so it doesn't really matter to me anymore. But 30% of people in the survey said they think they're a good liar. Lying to people you've slept with. I think on our shows, we're pretty open because it's funny when we talk about the truth.
But you would lie in the opposite direction, clearly. No one's, I see young men being like, oh, you know, my body counts this.
Sure.
But I also see young men lying to girls saying my body counts this.
Ah, so they lie
both
directions.
Both ways.
Women as well. I don't want you to need to know about the guys you did before I was there.
Right.
Lying about your age. Doesn't say men or women, but it says lying about your age.
Why would you?
Well, men don't do it as much as women, but with women, it's very difficult.
I have a friend who's been 35 forever.
Mm-hmm.
A guy?
Yeah, a guy.
Really?
Yeah, but he dates like 22-year-olds.
Okay, so he's still out there in dateless.
Yeah, so he's not an app designer.
He's like 45.
Okay.
Number 8 is saying not you already cleaned the house even though you haven't. Like if your husband or wife says they're on their way home and you haven't even started yet. Yeah, I could probably be guilty. I did the dishes.
Very specific lie.
Yeah, it's a very... when you're drunk, adamantly telling everyone you're not drunk. And I also would go take that into the hangover lane. No, I feel great.
Great.
Yeah.
Let me see. Number 6, lying about why you were late to work.
Oh, all the time. Me. My wife, my dog,
The Uber was late.
Uber's always late.
Just
get
my coffee. I'll be right up.
Bunch of jerks.
Saying number 5 is saying you're on your way when you haven't left yet.
That's a good one.
Oh, I would never do that. It's too late. It'd be 20 minutes. There's no way. There's no way I could do that.
Let's see. Number 4, that you were... these are all late ones. I didn't know that. Oh. That you were late because you were stuck in traffic.
No, I don't get that.
Wow.
You don't hear that from me.
Okay. Number 3...
You don't hear it from you because you live 60 feet away.
Yeah, well, that's a fact.
Number 3, that you're too busy to do something.
Oh, I never do that. You never get that from me.
Like a social thing or like a professional thing?
Well, why are you asking?
I'm just curious. Because some people like to get out of social engagements that way.
I never say I'm too busy.
Number 2, that you liked a GIF you didn't like. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could do it. That's it. And number 1, ladies and gentlemen, let me get the timpani. The number 1 lie, that everything is fine.
Marriages are built on such lies.
How you doing, Rob?
Great. Things are fine.
That's wonderful. Thank
hey, I was late much, to work today because of traffic.
Thank you. And now a little something-something with a terrible kicker line, but I couldn't think of anything better. A teenager, I normally don't billboard that they're bad, but they're bad. A teenager in eastern Wisconsin is facing charges after he repeatedly spiked his stepfather's energy drinks with cow tranquilizers.
Ooh, oh, no. Man.
The kid's name is Tyler Ravenhorse Malone. He's either 16 or 17, depending on which news source you believe. His stepdad is a dairy farmer, so that's why they had tranquilizers sitting around. Early last year, Tyler started squirting the liquid tranquilizer in his stepdad's energy drinks. Yeah. The first time he did it, his stepdad started stumbling around, slurring his speech, and had trouble breathing. It was so scary, he went to the hospital, but doctors told him it was probably from stress and a lack of sleep and from having too many energy drinks. His symptoms came back a few months ago, though. Then he found 2 used syringes in the corner of the barn. And he realized Tyler had been poisoning him. Tyler says he thought it was funny and was never trying to hurt his stepdad. But he's on the hook for 2 felonies, and he'll be in court later this month. His his father is still chewing his breakfast. I don't know.
That's so funny now, that's Tyler.
That's cows chewing. But, you know, cows,
grass.
Yeah. I was going to use another joke. His father is busy at the store returning his leather jackets. I don't know what's going on with that, you know. His father has milk coming out of his nipples. There were a few of those.
Is he still on two hooves?
Yeah, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Joe, I think it's about time I proposed to my girlfriend of 5 years.
Finally. You should do it on the show.
Well, it is every girl's dream to be proposed to on a podcast.
If she says yes, that is really good radio.
Oh, but if she says no, it's great radio.
Fingers crossed.
Hear us every week at robinjoeshow.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. Today, we talk cheese graters.
Yes.
The grater, also known as a shredder, was invented back in 1540 by a French guy named François Boullier.
Yes.
François had the idea that even hard cheese could and should be used, and he was right. Today, graters are used all the time. At any given moment, 1 in 7 people are grating something, and that's a fact, Jack. Anything from a coarse cheddar to a fine mozzarella. Super fine, like the fine entertainment of the TMOS Bonus Show. Super fine.
Super fine.
Choose fine, bitches. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please remember, buy the bonus show, and be careful, or you'll cut the dickens out of your finger. And never use a mandolin slicer.
No.
But don't cut the dickens out of your finger like Maddie. That's it. And now let's open up the audio vault for today. Tuesday, March 5, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
So it's our 911 call of the week.
Yay.
And a guy, he's a neighbor, and he's asked by his neighbor to look after the house while the neighbor's on vacation, right?
Yes.
But he also knows that the neighbor has a surveillance camera in their yard.
Ooh.
So to make it fun, I guess, he goes running around their yard in a giant panda costume. So when they look at the surveillance video, they see a panda bear in their yard.
Jesus.
Now, here's the thing. We're not even to the part of the story yet that I have to tell. This is just all exposition. So the thing is he's running around with the panda costume, but another neighbor sees it and calls 911. Here is the 911 call and a follow-up with the guy in the costume.
Muskego 911. And do you have a description of the person?
It's a big teddy bear.
It's a big what? I'm sorry?
Teddy bear. That's the gun.
Somebody dressed as a teddy bear?
Yep.
Okay. We do have officers that are going to be in the area in just a moment.
I knew that my neighbors had a security camera set up. And I thought, well, I'm going to make the ordinary extraordinary. I'm going to dress up in the panda outfit. So just as I was about to pivot up and walk up my lawn, I turn around and I see at least 3 squad cars with a 4th and a 5th coming. I paid about $125 for this costume. I'm going to get my money's worth.
So 5 squad cars came out to realize why there was a giant teddy bear running around the yard. I imagine the explanation was quite entertaining for them. But keep that in mind the next time you ask a neighbor just to look after the house.
People!
A huge teddy bear.
One of the pages I follow on YouTube is called 10 Second Songs, and it's a guy that monkeys with songs and their genres and stuff. They're usually okay. I really like this one. He reimagines the Metallica song Enter Sandman. He says, ooh, what would it sound like if David Bowie had recorded it? So he did such a good job.
That's so Bowie.
Isn't it?
That's so Bowie.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son to include everyone.
That's perfect.
Didn't he do a great job?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I mean, it really is. It is like what Bowie would do with that song.
Exactly.
Ow.
And it captures the essence of how Bowie constructed his songs, yeah, which is so very
and
cool.
And the voice is not bad either. Anyway, if you want to follow that guy, it's called 10 Second Songs.
Oh, David Bowie. Didn't Dave, you know, I'm listening
to this now. A little bit of Anthony Newley.
David Bowie was kind of the father of that 80s Spandau Ballet kind of true.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? He was right, he was right there. But as you also know, Mike, at the forefront of it is Anthony Newley.
Anthony Newley.
Spotlight on one of our favorite cities, Sacramento.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So funny you would play that. A lady heard a noise in the basement of her home. And she went down there, and she found two homeless people naked and showering.
Mm. I'd be terrified.
How do you think she reacted? Well, we have a description right here. Spotlight on Sacramento.
First thing that hits me is the smell. Sewer mixed with vomit, mixed with BO, mixed with dirty feet. This very large, 6-foot-plus man, 200 pounds, naked with my towel. I'm looking at him, I go, what are you doing?
I think the one thing I'd say is don't get into a confrontation with these people. The most
of course
part, they're just going to stay dry, maybe get something to eat.
How about consequences? If you break into somebody's home, you have to pay the consequences.
Yeah, so she was disappointed.
She wants justice.
She wants justice, but the fact is that he was able to escape and put on his panda costume. And get out of there. That's your Jeez. Magic audio.
Oh, my God.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Vomit, sewage,
feet.
B.O. This is after they got out of the shower.
You should have been there before.
Wow, wow, wow. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode. Thank you for your phone calls.
Yes.
We might do it next week. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's. Hey, it is, it's reality, folks. MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift. Get it for yourself. We appreciate that. Easy as pie, just as tasty. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara. Thank you for those stellar phone calls and for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. I mean it. Those calls were great. And you people that do that are wonderful supporters of the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Goodbye, duties.